Each week at Grace Bible Church, we follow Jesus' example and command by taking communion together. At communion, we eat a piece of bread and we drink a cup of juice that represents Jesus' body and blood given for us. And Jesus said that we do these things in remembrance of him. This time is about remembering Jesus. So let's read Colossians 3, 1 and 2. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Let's read them together as our guide, to guide our time in taking the Lord's Supper together in remembrance of Jesus. Colossians 3, 1 and 2 says, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth." God's word will not allow, it will not allow us to remember Jesus in a way that leaves our lives unaffected. We cannot take this bread and juice. We cannot remember Jesus and continue to look like the world. The first thing about Jesus that Colossians 3:1 directs us to consider is that Jesus was raised. And we were united with him in that resurrection if you are a believer. 3:1 says, "If then you have been raised with Christ." Colossians 3:1 starts with an if. It says, "If you have been raised with Christ." So before we go on and consider the rest of the passage, every person in this room must consider if this if applies to you. Have you been raised with Christ? You see, we were all born dead. We were all born dead. That's what Colossians 2:12 talks about just a few verses earlier. In relation to things above, in relation to things in heaven, where Christ is, where God is, in relation to those things, we were all born totally dead. Dead people can't do anything. Right? How ridiculous would it be to walk up to a dead person and say, "Do this," or "Think that," "Seek these things, set your mind on this"? They're dead. It would be a futile command because they do not have the ability to do anything. And we are the same way in relation to things above, before Christ. God's word says that in relation to God, we were all dead. But for Christians, consider Colossians 2:13-14 with me. "You, who were dead in your trespasses and uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross." Christians, we are no longer dead to God. Instead, just as God raised Jesus from the dead, Christians have been raised with Christ. You are not at all like you used to be. Instead, all the things that you used to live for in your death, you're dead to those things now. All those things on the earth, those things for which your life was consumed, you're dead to those, but you are alive to God, which you could never live for before. And this was a work of God. So this time of communion, all the benefits of life in God, all the commands of Scripture, they are only for Christians. If you have not turned to Jesus in faith, if you have not been raised with Christ, then when the bread and juice come, please pass it by. You're still dead. But God offers you life, and if you would just turn to him in faith, he will raise you from the dead to life. But if you refuse to turn, you can have no part in heaven, only death, both now and under eternal wrath. please don't leave today without talking to me or somebody here about this good news of eternal life with Christ and God. The Bible says that true life with God, both now and eternally, it's only for those who have been raised with Christ through faith. No amount of rule keeping, religion seeking, law abiding, no amount of effort or spiritual thoughts can bring you to God. Only through faith does God raise the one dead in sin to life with Him. So today at communion, Christians, remember together that Jesus was raised and that you were raised from spiritual death to life with Him by faith. And if you've been raised with Christ, you've been raised from your life of death in this world to true life in heaven with Christ. So we remember that Jesus died, but we also remember that He isn't still dead. Instead, He was raised from the dead and is now in heaven at God's right hand. And if you've been raised with Him, you cannot merely remember these things with your mind. Rather, this text has two commands for you. Look down. Look down at Colossians 3, 1 through 2. Look for those two commands for the one who has been raised with Christ. You see them? Seek and set. You are one, number one, to seek the things that are above, where Christ is. This means that you are not to seek worldly things. We live in this world. We can't help that. And it's easy to get caught up in the pursuit of worldly things, just like the worldly people around us who live in this world. But Christian, we have been raised from the death that is this world to life above this world. So seek those things that are above, where Christ is. And number two, set your mind on those things above, on the things that are not in this earth. God knows exactly what we need. So He gives us this regular reminder in communion. Every week we get a chance to call to mind Jesus. We get a chance to remember Jesus, His life, His death, His resurrection, and where He currently is as we take the bread and juice. This must pull our pursuits and thoughts out of this world, and it must place them in heaven with God. This is only possible because God has raised us from death to life. So where have your thoughts and pursuits been this week? Consider that. In Colossians, Paul describes what earthly pursuits and earthly thoughts look like. He describes what we have to put off, and indeed what God has put off for us when He had us die to this world and He raised us to life with Christ. Here's a list of some of those things from Colossians. I wish we had more time to go through this. I'll just give you the list of some. Man-made religion and rules, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, covetousness, idolatry, obscene talk. These are the things that we used to be controlled by back when we were still dead to God. If any of these things describe what you have been thinking, what you've been pursuing this week, repent. Turn, not on your own power, but because you've been raised with Christ. Consider God's powerful work in the gospel for you and take communion. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things that are on this earth. So, what are those things above that you should be setting your mind on? Well, first and most, we seek and we set our minds on a person, on God. Heaven is all about God. And if you've been raised with Christ, seek God and set your mind on Him. What dominates your thoughts? The answer must be God. Practically, what does this look like? Well, place yourself before Him in His Word. Seek Him in His Word. And we will have a chance to do just that in a few minutes when Scott's preaching. We will have his word open on our lap. And his word is not primarily about rules, regulations, or stories. It's a book that reveals God. And when your mind is set on him, and when you seek God above all else, godliness results. Paul describes what this God-given godliness looks like in a number of ways in Colossians. Here's a list. Consider your weak. Consider what you're aiming at. Consider if your pursuit of God results in these things. Compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, bearing with one another, forgiveness, love, peace, thankfulness, speaking and singing God's word, submission, obedience, and prayer. Where these things are present in your life, give God the glory. They are a result of you being raised with Christ. And if you've been raised with Christ, take communion this morning with us. Remember Jesus who died for your sins, was raised, and is seated at the right hand of God, and who is coming again. Seek the things that are above where Christ is. Set your mind there, not on things that are on this earth.